Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and tags Haas for the out. Bonura moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into McNair, who tags Appling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Markham drops the ball. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pete reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Pete covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball towards right field. Haas makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Fox scores. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Richards reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peet hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Peet reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Markham moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Washington pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.